Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Just so you know, hour two, you are verboten. I'm doing it in German. Verboten from playing any more rhythm stick disco. I'm just saying. It's just too much. We'll never recover.
Is that a challenge?
No. No.
Because I've got a whole lot of rhythm stick here.
The equivalent disco song that I remember growing up that was the earworm that it is bad in its own right, and unfortunately it involves my surname, but it had nothing to do with me.
Oh, Ring My Bell?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dude, yeah, that is right? Such an earworm.
Right? I'm sorry I brought it up to get rid of the rhythm stick.
Oh, man, I had blocked that out. I had blocked that out for many years until right now.
I think Thomas Rentz is regretting agreeing to be on the show today. Thomas, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, how you doing, sir?
Doing well. I don't know if you're old enough to remember some of these horrible disco songs, and that just didn't intend for that to happen.
I need to find that rhythm stick song and subject other people to it.
Yeah, you know what? In depositions, when you're trying to shake loose some information from the opposition, that will, the rhythm stick will do it if you don't get sanctioned.
Hope it will open up with that. I think people will be lost.
Oh, my gosh. For those of you who don't know Tom Renz, we've got an update here. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll take you to Renz, RENZ-law.com. I was alerted to this by my good buddy John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com, and it's a COVID-19 litigation scenario in Ohio. And Thomas was hired to fight for the rights of Ohioans by ensuring that the Constitution is honored during the response to COVID-19. So talking about challenging the declared emergency, the state of emergency, on many governors across the many states in America have basically declared states of emergency, I believe unconstitutionally. Now, I think I would lose if I just say you don't have the authority to declare an emergency, but Thomas, that's not what you're doing here in this legislation, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, we absolutely believe there's a right and an obligation to declare an emergency when there is one, but you have to actually have an emergency before you declare it. And, you know, if you want that emergency to continue on, well, then there needs to actually be an emergency. In Ohio, you know, we were flattening that curve, you know, that horrible curve that was going to kill us all. And we were going to have people dying in the streets and all these problems. So we built all of these temporary hospitals, all this temporary building. You know, we expanded our capacity. Then we tore it all down, but the emergency is still alive.
Well, how's that? Why is the emergency still here? I mean, that's kind of the challenge you're putting out to them. In fact, some of the questions that I've seen in this suit that you got question the basis for the beginning of the emergency at all.
Yeah. Well, you know, interestingly enough, when the numbers were coming out of China way back when, we saw the worst I saw, they kind of settled on around 4% case fatality rate coming out of Wuhan. The original SARS had over a 9% case fatality rate. Original MERS was over 30. Didn't lock down for either of those. You know, so it really seemed fishy to me. Mm-hmm. You know, what do we call an emergency for over something that's less than half of that? We've seen influenzas where, you know, the on any given week, that case fatality rate will spike way higher than that. So what are we shutting down our country for? Yeah, that's one of the real questions I haven't got an answer to.
Well, and I think in challenging and getting some answers here also hopefully would preclude more of this nonsense or the end of the perpetual nonsense, because I don't think they ever want the state of emergency to end.
Well, they've been advertising it as a new normal. I mean, I don't know how anybody can view this as normal. I guess if we lived in Venezuela or China, it'd be normal. But in the Democratic Republic, in the United States of America, it certainly is not normal under the Constitution or anyone else. I mean, our founding fathers are rolling over in their grave right now.
So what is it that brought you into this suit? Obviously, as an attorney, I mean, some attorneys do file suits on their behalf, right? You just kind of go, I'm just fed up. But you were you actually approached by some folks in Ohio that said, this is ridiculous, our lives are being, our livelihoods are being destroyed, and there's no basis for it? How did this come about?
Yeah, so this started out, I started following this way back in January. This whole COVID thing really struck me as bizarre, so I started following it. And you fast forward, and I get a call from a lady, probably, I would say in March, I can't remember the exact date, and I can talk about this because we had to go public with it. She was a stage 4 cancer survivor. She was immediately post-op in terms of treatment for her cancer and needed to get to the doctor for post-op treatment. I mean, this was a critical thing, and, you know, if you've got cancer and you get it cut out, you've got to get treatment. Well, she couldn't go to her doctor because of this lockdown that we had to save lives, right? I mean, we're saving lives. We're in lockdown. Well, so we called the governor, and we requested through a number of state officials and a number of people for an exemption so that she could get to the doctor, because we're doing all this to save lives, right? We just want to save people. Well, we got a resounding nothing, absolutely nothing. We eventually got this lady to her doctor through absolutely no help from the state of Ohio. And, yeah, it just illustrated to me, if this is about saving lives, why are we doing this? And then I look further, and I see what they're doing in these nursing homes. You know, it depends on where you're at, but you're shoving sick people in a nursing home? Really? The only people who've ever died from this stuff are people who are 85 years old and close to death anyways. So why in God's name would you put sick people with them? So, you know, they didn't do as much of that in Ohio, but we still, the majority of deaths we've had out of Ohio definitely came from nursing homes. So we lock people down in nursing homes. We don't let anybody visit them. We discriminate against our seniors. I'm looking at all this stuff, and I'm thinking, my God, what's going on? So I jumped on some litigation with some other guys that were doing some work on this and, you know, said, hey, guys, let's do something a little bit different. We see a lot of people out there challenging this under this law or that law. What if we challenge the factual basis for this? What if we challenge the concept that there just shouldn't be an emergency? You know, we say, where's the constitutional authority for an endless emergency? And even if you've got an emergency, shouldn't the Constitution still matter?
Well, I mean, should you be able to challenge, as you point out, the basis for the emergency? And that's what's been sadly lacking. People just went along with the narrative and said, okay, we got to shut down. And now it's like months later.
Yeah.
And where? Who's challenging? It's like, Tom Rantz to the rescue. Come on.
Well, I don't know about that. I think that was the last resort. They kind of got stuck with me. I don't think anybody else is dumb enough to take the case. You know, it is what it is. There's a lot of time that's gone into this, and we've worked our tail off on it. And I am truly, truly, and I mean this, I am honored to be able to stand up for our country and to represent my clients on this. These are great people. They're people, they're regular people. You know, these aren't superstars. These aren't mega wealthy people. There's no giant trust fund funding this case. This is a case brought by regular people who want to stand up for their rights as Americans. And, you know, in some ways, this case demonstrates why America is so great, because even though we have this disaster situation with these little dictators and despots running around their states, we have the right still to fight it. And so far, the court's been receptive to us exercising that right. God willing, we'll see results from it. So,
Well, and as I said, this is the first that I'm just showing everybody. I got the PDF loaded up visually, so y'all can do this because we have it linked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can review this, and I hope other attorneys around the country review it and go after the governors of their states on similar bases, because it's almost an identical play in every state where the lockdowns continue and the emergency state of emergency continues, etc. The claim is that they had to do it. I mean, that's always the case. Necessity. Necessity knows no law. The rule of necessity knows no law. And yet what you have done here in this suit, and I think that's why John Rappaport wrote about it as well, is challenge the very basis for it. Not the basis that whether an emergency can be declared, which is, again, that's a losing argument, but it's whether this particular emergency has any basis in fact to even exist. And you're going right to the heart of that, or many aspects of the heart of that, including challenging the very tests that claim there is a unique new infection circulating and is deadly.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot there, and you really had a mouthful there. I mean, everything about that is correct. Why are you declaring emergency? You know, now, let's say, for example, some super disease does hit, a bioterror attack, for example, and it's killing 70% of the people that get it, and it's hitting San Francisco, and you want to lock down San Francisco. Nobody's going to argue, if you've got something like that, that you shouldn't lock down for a bit, okay? But there is a far cry difference between that and let's lock down an entire state. Let's do house arrest on an entire state. And by the way, if you read the legal definition in Ohio of house arrest and you set it right next to the shelter in place order, I challenge you to find much difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're kind of the same thing. We do house arrest on an entire state based on something that's roughly as dangerous as the flu. And by the way, before anybody starts sending me messages about how dangerous this is, look at the numbers. I cited things using the CDC's numbers. I cited things using studies and data. It's all peer-reviewed. Don't tell me this until you've read the case, because I'm going to tell you something. The facts don't back it up. And I understand what they're saying on TV, but what they're saying and what they're writing are two different things.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even if we were to say it's a 0.26%, right, which is some have claimed, it still is not in evidence, the facts that back that up, that this one unique RNA strain that they say they have identified from China, like, why would you trust them? But okay, that they now lock in through polymerase chain reaction tests and run cycle after cycle of amplification, doubling it each time to determine that it may be there. And in what quantity? Never has that been revealed. They just say, oh, it's quantitative, too, because if we detect it at 30 instead of 40, there's more of it. Well, really, where's the double-blinded test where you've analyzed tissue samples to back up what you found in PCR? As far as I know, it hasn't been done, because if it had and it was positive in their case, they would be touting it to the whole world. It hasn't been done. I don't think they have an ability to defend against what you're charging them with. You know, it's like medical ignorance would be the kindest thing that you could blame them for.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think at this point, as I've said, it's embarrassing if you're a doctor or a scientist and you're backing up your claims of deadliness of this infection, the need for an emergency declaration and lockdowns based on a test that has no standard, that's only on the market via emergency use authorization, and that it differs from test to test, to lab to lab. The instructions are not consistent. How is it interpreted? What does it even mean? I mean, I think you've got a slam dunk case if you can get these witnesses and depose them, and then they'll be going, well, they'll be fumbling and bumbling.
Yeah. Well, I can't argue with that. I mean, ultimately, their options are perjure themselves or admit that they're incompetent. Yeah, I don't know which is worse. I'm really against perjury as a lawyer. So, you know, the thing is these PCR tests, which are, you know, supposedly the gold standard, they're garbage. They're absolute garbage. You know, they test that you have a undisclosed amount of virus in your system. Is there a piece of this virus in your system? If you amplify it enough, you're going to probably find it. But, you know, we have in the case, we actually cited one of the tests from one of the documents for the tests that they created this test without any virus isolate. How can you possibly, and for the people that aren't into the whole medical world, What that means is they didn't have any actual coronavirus to test or to use when they were developing this test. Mm-hmm. So they guessed. They just guessed. And by the way, this is a test that's been approved for temporary use under emergency authorization by the FDA. And according to this manufacturer's standards, which don't actually use COVID-19 isolates to, or I'm sorry, coronavirus isolates mm-hmm. to determine whether the test is valid or not, you can be a confirmed case of coronavirus. I mean, it's absolutely mind-blowing.
Well, that's why I say it should be embarrassing to anybody that claims that this is sound science to say that we have one unique new virus, if you want to call it that, that caused all of this mayhem around the world, whether it be in Wuhan, China, or Italy, or a nursing home in Washington State. Based on what? Oh, well, the PCR test told us. Really? On what valid basis is that determining what you're claiming it's determining? This is science fiction fantasy for vaccine manufacturers and for nefarious centralized government collectivist schemers that want to take over the world based on our fear of invisible germs.
Now, well, the guy that invented the PCR test, he won a Nobel Prize for it. And he said, it's no good for diagnosing disease. It's for laboratory use.
Right.
It works great for laboratory use.
So,
it's terrible for diagnostic tools.
So, Tom, let me ask you from a legal perspective, can you put the test on trial, in a sense, in this, as you're challenging the basis for the emergency? I mean, that's a big, powerful, we take, you know, the entire basis out from under them. On what basis are you making the claim there's an emergency because, one, you don't have a test for it? Oops.
Well, we're trying to do that. You know, the magic sauce in the case is really that we are bringing in the facts. And I'll tell you, it's tough. It's tough. You know, there's a joke out there said, if I could do math, I'd be an engineer. If I could do science, I'd be a doctor. Instead, I'm a lawyer. So, you know, the thing about it is that ultimately we have to take and marry this medical science, which is really complex, with law. You know, we're lawyers, we're judges, we're jurists, we're not doctors. So, unfortunately, we have to make this something that is approachable for people who are of a legal background and not a medical background. But I think that's actually been part of the play on this, okay? I think part of the play on this has always been, you know what, this is too complicated for anybody to try it in court. So, and I'll tell you what they do. If you can't understand it in court, you throw it out because it's a political question.
Mm.
That's been one of the plays that we've used as lawyers for quite some time.
But I think, Tom, as we've shown here on this show, and you get it, you, in fact, don't have to be a scientist to understand the basis why the tests are crap.
No.
That there is no standard. That's, you know, how do you defend a test that has no standard?
Well, we haven't even defined the disease. The CDC hasn't defined the disease. You know, what does it mean to have COVID-19 the disease? You know, it means that you've got a few symptoms. And I want your audience to hear this and understand it. If you have a cough and you live in an area with continuous ongoing COVID-19 transmission, which is pretty much anywhere in the United States, you can be diagnosed with COVID-19 under CDC rules, CDC guidance. That is absurd. You know what gives you a cough? Everything. But, you know, it's okay. We'll call you a COVID case because guess what? 20% extra Medicare reimbursement under the CARES Act if you are a COVID case.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Mourners continue to place messages and flowers in front of the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. in honor of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who passed away on Friday at the age of 87. Hundreds have gathered at a time at the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court immediately following the news of Ginsburg's passing. Well-wishers leave flowers and signs and continue to break into applause and song. The American flag outside the Supreme Court has been lowered to half staff. Tropical storm Beta is churning in the Gulf of Mexico, prompting forecasters to issue hurricane watches for a swath of the Texas coast, spanning from High Island to Port Aransas. The slow-moving storm is expected to stay in the Gulf over the next few days before hitting land. The storm is the latest to form in a highly active hurricane season, so active that forecasters have run out of traditional storm names and have moved on to using the Greek alphabet to name new storms. This is USA Radio News. President Donald Trump has announced billions in funding for Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory whose leadership the president has derided in the past as corrupt. Trump made the announcement in a White House news conference days after his Democratic rival Joe Biden introduced a new recovery plan. Asking why he's pushing for the aid package now so close to the election instead of a year ago, the president said, "We've been working on this for a long time and wanted to get it right." A federal judge has blocked Michigan's long-standing ban on transporting voters to the polls, ruling it conflicts with U.S. election law. District Judge Stephanie Dawkins Davis in Detroit used an injunction against enforcing the restriction in November's presidential election. A form of the prohibition has been on the books since 1895. The ban had been challenged by groups including Priorities USA, a liberal super PAC that has said it plans to spend millions mobilizing and turning out voters in the battleground state, especially the Detroit Downriver chapter of the union-affiliated A. Philip Randolph Institute. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So, you know what? There is one wonderful thing that's happened as a result of COVID. I had a great scientist friend of mine shared with me that COVID-19 has actually cured the flu in Colorado. There's been no more flu cases. You know, that 20% Medicare reimbursement rate increase,
it eliminated the flu.
There's no more influenza. It's wonderful. We've cured it. It's now COVID-19 is killing the whole world. But
let's see, hospital administrators meeting behind closed doors. You mean to tell me if we diagnose COVID, we get 20% more?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Under the CARES Act, 20% more Medicare reimbursement, and, you know, it changes per state, some
right.
states.
So here's what I want you to do, doctors. Every case of flu, you classify as COVID. That's the bottom line. We're running the show here. If not, you can just leave the hospital because you're an employee. We've had doctors come out and acknowledge that the over identification, if you can call it that, but over diagnosis of this based on economic imperatives from hospitals that were threatened with bankruptcy under the time of COVID crazy because no one was going. No elective surgeries. None of the profitable things they would normally do were happening. Only the most extreme cases of what they called COVID based on only symptoms, no real diagnostic test that had any validation or standardization anywhere in the world, much less here in the United States where this show originates. So, Tom, look, said, I don't mean to be cocky and overconfident about your case because I know they'll throw everything on the wall to try and, curtail your ability to go right to the heart of the matter in a deposition or otherwise, or a jury trial with peers that would go, yeah, this is stupid. But the reality is we've got to make this happen. And I think it's the only way we can prevent this from either being permanent or happening again and again and again based on what? Oh, it's too complicated for you to understand. Just pay attention to Fauci or the WHO or the CDC or Gates or whoever's in charge at the time.
Yeah, people who have a huge financial incentive for this to go on. You know, we hand the keys to the castle to the people who are making money off of this. I mean, they've got a huge incentive to see this boom. I mean, how much money are they making? First thing that happened, we pass a bill that gives $8 billion to the CDC to study what to do with this. Well, do you think they're going to take that $8 billion and say, you know what, it's not that big of a deal, don't worry about it? Really? Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen. It's terrible governance. So, yeah, but we didn't know at the time. In fairness, I'm willing to give a bit of the benefit of the doubt to our elected officials and call me naive.
You're such a nice guy.
Trying to be. But, didn't know. Maybe this is going to turn out to be a real thing, and maybe it is going to turn out to be terrible. But you know what? We are now 6 months past the date where we've all declared emergencies, thrown our Constitution out the window, and started to act like we're Venezuela. At this point, are you telling me that you haven't figured out this is just not a big deal? It's really not. I mean, yeah, if you're 95 and you're in a home, yeah. But, here's the thing. I'll tell you, you want something that fires me up on this, even more than the fact that our Constitution's being trampled, is the discrimination against seniors. Hmm. My God, can you please tell me how it is that if you're 80 years old and you slip and fall and you go into a home for rehab, can you please tell me how it is not your right to determine whether you want to see your family or not?
Yeah. Oh, man, you're right. That gets me hot under the collar, too. How many people have died of isolation? Because they can't see their family. How much depression is happening? How is that making things better? No, it's criminal on the deepest spiritual level, what's happening here.
Yeah, well, and the children. I got two kids. My God, I see these kids preschool age. They're trying to tell them they got to stay 3 foot apart and wear a mask. We haven't had a single child under 19 years old die in Ohio as of last time I looked, which is, a couple weeks ago. Not a single child. But you know what? The only way to take a preschooler and to convince them to stay away from another kid is to scare them. You scare them. If you get near this other boy, you might get sick. Well, what are we doing to them? What's going to happen to these kids? These kids are going to grow up to be a disaster. We're going to give them mental health issues. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a nightmare.
Well, in the first hour, we revealed Big Bird is colluding in the fear porn, if you will, to children, along with CNN. And, just frightening people and kids, as it said, to wear a mask because, my gosh, if you don't, you could kill somebody. How is that growing up? I mean, there was enough scary stuff in the world just because it's the world. And they throw out that you're a potential killer or your best friend or your mom and dad could kill you by breathing on you. I mean, can anybody say in any semblance of the world how this makes any sense? That suddenly, throughout the history of the world, of life itself, and as I said this, I'm going to be lecturing on Saturday at a Your Health Freedom event. and I'm talking about the germ theory versus the law of the terrain. I said, and I'm sure not the only first person to think of it, but if the germ theory were accurate, there would be nobody alive to have discovered it. Because we got more germs in us than we have cells in our body. We got more viruses, if you believe in those things, floating around us by trillion to one all the time that go right through masks because not all of it's stuck in mucus and snot. And there's no level of intelligence that can stand up to this level of scrutiny about what you're bringing as a lawsuit. What stage is the suit in? Has it been filed officially? Is it on there? Has there been any response yet? Where is it at? What's going on?
So we filed the suit in federal court, and we've had our first meeting with the judge, and the case has been designated complex. So we are now, I have to get some additional filings to the court here before the first of the month. And then once that's done, we have 2 weeks to do our discovery conference. And I got to tell you, in my mind, discovery is one of the most critical aspects of this case.
I agree.
Discovery is everything, because here's what we want to know. You keep telling us you're following the science. This is the facts. It's the science. Okay, so why aren't you sharing it? Okay, so maybe at first everything's chaotic and you couldn't get it all emailed to us. It just took too long to email, I guess. Whatever. You know, now it's 6 months down the road. You've got your models. You've got your science. It's too much to click a patch and send. I mean, why can't you make this public? What do you got to hide? So we're eager to see what they have to hide. We're eager to give it to our scientists, true independent scientists. And the beautiful thing about discovery is if we're wrong, we say we're sorry, Mr. Governor. Thank you for saving our lives. And, you know, we'll appreciate it more next time. And we go away. If we're right, though, then they've essentially defrauded the state of Ohio for the last 6 months, along with all the other states that they've done this in. And you're right about one thing. When we did this case, we did it in a way where I hope this case will get filed in every single state that's seen their rights stopped all across the country. I sincerely hope people use it. That's the goal.
Yeah, I'm just scrolling through it as you're talking here, just kind of see how comprehensive this thing is. And, man, you're throwing a lot there, which needs to be done. The timeline as well, things that were declared, links, of course, all the way back to the original statements. And I don't even know how far. I'm not even a quarter way through it. So there's a lot going on here. And I know that, the wheels of justice turn slowly, as they say. I don't know. Is this going to be stuck in the proverbial judicial mud for years? Because, obviously, if we're still dealing with a state of emergency for years, we don't have a country anymore. We collapse, and China just comes walking right in, don't even need tanks.
Ideally, we're doing this, and we're trying to balance speed with accuracy. You know, one of the things that's really important is we've got to get it right, because it's too important of a case to blow off. You know, we just can't blow through this and kind of half-heartedly do it. But we also need it done yesterday. I mean, I wish this case was filed 6 months ago. Unfortunately, I just couldn't write any faster. It took a while. This should have been filed day one if we could have, but unfortunately, it just couldn't be. So we're going to try and balance the need for speed with the need for accuracy. I don't want there to be any question, and I do, when we're done with this, want this to never, ever, ever happen again, ever. Mm-hmm. I don't want there to be any question whether this can ever occur in the United States again.
Listen, the discussion today, and I'll bring Tom back into the mix as well with you, Super D, I want to talk about how vitally important this is. Now, I'm not saying it's the only thing, because, you know, I mentioned I marched on the governor's mansion this last weekend, and there are people that have raised very pointed questions and made declarations about the end of the state of emergency based on the lack of authority in this particular case. Now, in the particular case that Tom is referencing in Ohio, I think we're going to get a lot of interest from people in other states to say, you know what, we need to do the same if it isn't already being done.
That's definitely what needs to happen. And the reason why we get, you know, people on this show is because it's very easy for somebody to be sitting, you know, in some state somewhere, right, in the United States, and be thinking, well, that stuff's going on over there. That's really cool that they're doing that over there.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't do that here. But in reality, that could be an inspiration
Yeah.
To show everybody that, you know what, anybody can do this. And that's what it's going to take for things to change, is people have to realize that when we're watching, we're talking about these news stories and these things that are happening in this state or that state or something like that. Those don't have to be isolated incidents, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is something that can be duplicated and needs to be duplicated in order to affect that change that we're wanting to have happen.
Yeah. So, Tom, and you had said this earlier, there are basic I don't know if I call them points. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but there are things in this suit that you've done in Ohio that can be taken and applied in other states. Of course, there are always going to be unique things, too, but there's a great template here.
That's the idea. I mean, listen, to take a page out of what Don was saying here. Listen, I'm just a normal guy. I'm a dad. I'm a husband. I'm a nerd who spent way too much time on this and you know, just believed in the cause. Just believed and believed and believed. And the plaintiffs in this case, just normal people, good Americans, patriots, great people. You know, they put together Ohio Stands Up, did that so that we could fight this case. You know, the thing about it is, though, is, yeah, you can do this everywhere, and we need you to do this everywhere. And we need people to really work on this. We need people to help educate people. If we win this case tomorrow, and if we end up day after in the Supreme Court says this is unconstitutional all over America, it's done. We still have a million or so people in this country scared out of their wits by the lies we've heard for the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're fighting in court, whether you're supporting an organization that is, or whether you're just trying to educate people about the truth, for God's sakes, do something.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be special. You don't have to be anything better than anyone else. But none of us are. But that's what's made America great, is that we, just normal Americans, can get out, we can fight, we can do what we're doing. And every now and then, we get a chance to make a difference. And it's every one of our responsibilities to do that. And it's the only way that we win. It's the only way we turn it around.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Scott Bell Show.
It's my hope that we get what I would expect. So I'm going to tell you, I understand there's a lot of skepticism of this, but I do believe in the court system. I really do, from the bottom of my heart. I think that you can get a fair trial. I know there's instances where you can point to things that are absolutely absurd that have happened in the courts, for sure. And there's no question, no profession gets everything they do right every time. But I do believe, generally speaking, that our courts do try and do the right thing and be fair. I believe that we're in a good spot. It's my hope we're going to get a good, fair trial on this. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't need a judge who's biased. I don't want a judge.
You would want a fair judge that would say, stick to the facts.
Yep, I want a fair judge, and I think we've got one. I got a very good impression of our judge when I met with him. I'm honored to work with the man. And the thing about it is ultimately, I just need a fair trial. I want justice done. As long as justice is done, we win.
And in this way, Tom, my biggest concern coming fall season, which is a normal cold and flu season, right, is that they lump it all into COVID 3.0. And then they go, the emergency needs to continue. Because we haven't dismantled the narrative. We must dismantle the narrative so that they cannot succeed in doing that because they don't have evidence to support their claims. They have the repetitive echo chamber of the mainstream media that gets 70% in some cases of its monetary, support from the industry that profits from the news that says COVID is a crisis, we must have an emergency, and it should never end. Government grows under states of emergency. And, of course, Big Pharma sells more products. in this context. And, of course, the attacks on people like me or my friends who dare to bring, and doctor friends who dare to say, you know what, whatever this COVID is, we have solutions. Our patients are not dying. None of them are. And they ban them from speaking out on those things because it would preclude the need and the emergency use authorization for a COVID vaccine for Moderna and Bill Gates or WHO or anyone else.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And I absolutely think that that's the next stage of this. I mean, you know, we just got to hold on to this power till cold and flu season, and then we can call it all COVID. Like I said, it cured COVID in Colorado. So, or
the flu, right? Flu, no more flu in Colorado. Yeah.
Yeah. No more flu. So, you know, I mean, when you can call it a COVID case with nothing more than some symptoms, and those symptoms are just universal. I mean,
or no symptoms and just a bogus test.
Yeah. Either way. I mean, either way. And, you know, the thing is, what is it, Lipricil, I believe? I mean, there's a bunch of very common blood pressure medicines, things like that, that cause a dry cough. It's a side effect. It's a common side effect. But if you've got a dry cough and you're in continuous ongoing transmission area, you know, we can call it a COVID case. It's just so bogus. They don't have anything to back it. And if they do, please share it.
Yeah, exactly. We want to know. We're open to it. This is what science is all about, remaining open and then discerning through experimentation or otherwise assessing, you know, the facts that are there or not. Listen, you keep coming to robertscottbell.com. Today we have direct links, of course, to Thomas Rentz and the suit in Ohio that I think we could see duplicated in every state where there's a state of emergency. There's the updates there. We're going to continue to follow this. I know that John Rappaport and I will be discussing this every week while it's still ongoing. There's a lot of good articles that we have linked up here in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I'm going to get in bonus time, talk about how they're claiming the flu may increase the spread of COVID-19. No, it doesn't matter what it is. If it's a symptom, they're going to call it COVID. That's their plan. That's very clear to me. And, Tom, I hope this is not the only time you'll visit us here. I certainly appreciate you taking the time. I know how busy you are in the midst of this, but you may get a lot more interviews now, and which is great if you have the time for it. But obviously, I know your focus is on winning this case and getting freedom for the people of Ohio and, of course, at large, all of the states of the people of all the states. So thank you for all of your efforts here.
It is. We're not looking for fame. We're not looking for anything. We're normal people. But I'll tell you, unfortunately, the normal people have to stand up. And right now, we've got to help educate people about what's going on because, yeah, winning the case is part of it. Helping people to know the truth is the other part.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to do it. So, yeah, I'd be welcome a chance to come back. I appreciate it. I'm honored to be here, and I'm honored to serve.
All right, Tom. Well, if we can help in any way, you just let us know. But this is the first shot across the bow to let the people know all over the world, much less all over the United States, that there are great people doing great work and trying to put this emergency genie back in the bottle to never return unless there's a genuine emergency for which... Well, this isn't. With that, we're going to take a break. We'll be back for some bonus time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, where I just simply remind you each and every day that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.